not known by somebody whose mother was lived at the age of 96, and they were learning the Muslim paper. She wasn't from the last few years, she started taking over interest. Learning the Muslim paper, we got to the parish of Sheker, she said she doesn't need to learn Muslim there because she never lies. Since the age of 11, she never lied. Yeah. Hopefully that wasn't a lie. And then she, no, that was what she had. That she got it because when she was 11 years old, her father poured his wine and he put soap in her mouth and he gave her such a whatever she needed to her that from then on she decided she's not going to lie anymore. So everybody asked, how come we can't get away with that type of stuff? So the answer is obvious, because Kendra's father also didn't lie. That was a certain tune that had to understand it, that they weren't 100% empty because they would have gotten more than they were living at. But at least that includes a between individuals, not the same life. And it's a good end. Yeah, so anyway, that's what we have to understand. So we have our spoonism, we should pay attention to it. And the first step of Al-Shur is a whole piece of that. Of Hakkaras Atzmai, a person should learn himself. We learn everybody else, but we don't spend too much time learning ourselves. It's not even that hard to do. He gives a very fairly simple way of doing it. He says to take a piece of pen and paper, or you have a computer, whatever method of paying attention, and pay attention to the things that get you emotionally charged in the course of the day. And do that for a few days, as much as you can. And by the end of the week, you'll have pretty much a picture of what are the things that are very powerful forces within you and what things are not so important. So one person, when a person gets insulted, you know, she goes to the roof. Another person, they get insulted, it's no big deal. A different person, when you see somebody, in a tzar, you know, feels tremendous amongst the person, everybody goes to the other one has with me is the end, like I said. That's when he lives over in the body, much disturbs over. When he has other people lying, he disturbs over. But I think paying attention to different things, which things in the course of the day affect you very much. More or less you can get a picture to map out what are the prevalent forces within you. So the forces within you are the ones that generate emotions. So I'm going to find good things, I'm going to find things that are not so good. Yeah. Feeling of satisfaction, tremendous satisfaction from something else. Yeah, satisfaction from a tefillah, some shows that you have a kesher to that. Something that you really survive by, it's not just a mitzvah. You get tremendous satisfaction from a piece of steak. That's just a piece of steak is something very valuable by you. Yeah. You have both of them. So, Kohanim, that's the point he's saying, that we do have our nature, but we can use any nature, plus whether it was positive or negative, in the right fashion to bring ourselves to the right place. Yeah. When a person is sometimes asked, a person is learning Torah, how many masliyah? He says, quite often he rolls his eye upwards. He says, Yilisi Adi Shemai. He says, the Hasi Adi Shemai, I mean, he says he's comfortable with himself. He says, Yilisi Adi Shemai means he feels that it's not really masliyah. And he said, he needs the Adishmai. So, the Kufiya externally sounds the woods, he felt it, he realizes that. But he's lacking the Adishmai, not lacking intelligence. But if you really pay attention to it, then he's basically throwing his leg out of the shoulder. He's saying, I'm doing everything good, I'm just lacking the Adishmai, Hashem's not helping me. Who found the Shalik? But this statement is, it sounds the jingle of the Muzi Bitochen. The Be'emes is based on that Kodesh Bo for a fact of love. That's important not to make that mistake. I said something true that we need to have Shemaim. It's true. Digma vis-a-vis Shleim is, where was he to have Shemaim? To get that Emes of Shabbat Sugya, you need to have Shemaim. But to get this Yad Shemaim, you have to work hard. I will add the matter of Kotsu to the Gias Olam. As I said, you got the Lord was something out of time. The person says, I really worked hard and I didn't come to Emes of Hakonah. Don't believe him. Maybe he didn't work hard, but he didn't really assess himself and he has a lot more energy than he thought and he didn't use everything he had. I've seen, just in this community, people, there's different ages, young kids and older kids, amazing things. Kids that I didn't initially do it that way. Yeah, there's no hope for this. You know, it's so far from having a clear understanding. And they persevered in it over the years and became the mess. I'm done with the moment. Now I'm learning what it says, it's in everything. Everything. Mar said that the person has tremendous desire to be able to stop the test, and Hashem will find ways to give him the ability to do it. Such a thing. If we show Hashem we really do our maximum to do something good, Hashem will bring us a Siyad Hashemai to do. One way or the other. Sometimes we have to be in Yehudi, we have to be Maslech in learning, we have to be somebody who has a Yeshiva, Maslech in Chesed, we have to have a Chesed organization. That's not okay. Still, and you're left doing two big things. Biggest about testing, somebody's about testing in their own home, there's wife and children. That's something, to get the very hand of children, which brings a lot of the action I also. Yeah, that's what he's saying. This business of blaming Hashem for our shortcomings, even though we do it very frum, religiously, it's not a healthy thing, it's not a right thing. And also, it's important to appreciate what we have from Hashem. The person feels not succeeding as much as he wants, very often he calls himself very hard. Hashem will just give me the state of the other guys, and it would be great. Basically, it's a couple of his fear statement. Hashem gave him a lot, a tremendous amount of everything good. And if you appreciate what you have, it's just not going to get to this, but just an important thing. And the famous statement, Tayyibah Zoya, the Yudhi Munidis, because of Tov. So he describes Hashem's great chasodim in different, 13 different fashions. The first was, Mikael Kaloy, who is a God like you? Kael is a Lashon of God, that also means the Baal HaKoyches. In order for us to survive, we have to have a constant stream of energy from our Kodesh Bokhu into our bodies, otherwise we evaporate. Foolish electric forces and all the atoms that make us up come from our Kodesh Bokhu. Hashem stops for a second attention. So, the great Mikael, who is the Baal HaKoyches, like Hashem, that even at time when we're doing our Veda, continues to give us that stream of energy to survive. And if you imagine, somebody gave you this thing called in the hand, you have to press on the button. As long as you're pressing on the button, the guy in front of you is alive. Fluid is alive. Okay, he's pressing the whole time. See, it's nefesh, but the guy isn't pressing. And one day the guy walks up to you and starts pressing you, and then you have that prayer to keep him pressing on the button. For a second, you know, get at it. He drops it for a second, the guy is scared. And Hashem, if he stops for a second, we're finished. At the time, we're doing our business, and we're not doing this, and all kind of other trouble we're getting into. Hashem continues to do it because he has been talking enough that we're eventually going to be better and get our act together. And he lets it go. He's so evil. That's what he says. So, what's the idea of knowing these meetings of those people? So he says, he stresses more the fact that in order to be Deva, to get these meters of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to get more Rachamim from Hashem, you have to behave in the same fashion. You can't be a, so everything means that you're angry at the whole world. And if you have a Moisit, you don't accept anybody except the ones that have the power to protect you from the Moisit. Everything would be that in. And then suddenly, you want Hashem to have Rachamim when everything should go smoothly. That's what's meaning to me. So maybe he said that one should try to adopt this meaning as much as you can, this type of behavior. Even when things happen, especially in a family there, when it happens, family members don't, on Makadim, or whatever, that they don't, work together with us the way we would want. Even so, say that sometimes that's not enough, you get people. Punishment be ready because it's illegal that the Abba and the appreciation of the family member continues throughout. You don't just bite them off. It's terrible. That's one point. So, that's a good point that we got to take our first goal. We can make this more worthy of that. So, I think there's nothing to do with the deal. He himself dressed less, doesn't work for us also. Just if you start living life more of appreciating. The best time for you to be in, I should be dead. I'm not around. There's so many times I'm doing things with people that you're not exactly related, I should be related. And I'm going to ask them to big ideas. Maybe the other guy doesn't think the bigger ideas. What is everybody has to think the course of the day. We're not doing 100% they want it. Even just like a simple thing that everybody has a hard time with. Like a Davish Manesu. You're talking in front of the king, and in the middle of the conversation, you start planning how do you control some Makos, That's the most part of the head shot. That's it. But yeah, I thought about the focus. I appreciate it. Look, at least you keep trying. You're not too successful. I'm here. It's good. I love you and I'm happy you're trying to keep the relationship going. So you're good with that. But just that, and the more, in other words, what I mean to say like this, the Ramat is going from stage two. If you're going to start trying to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's impossible. Well, I'm such a sabbath and such a leader, I'm wrapped in all circumstances. Make a face of the water. We're not going to get a friend of the next person. But focus on the fact that I'm a recipient of that type of behavior. I'm alive because Hashem has been so special to me. So I just want to carry on what I'm receiving. That already means we couldn't do it. For me to be the starting point of such a big godless threat, make a face of it. That's my whole life is because of that. Yeah, so, and everything like this, as I'm saying, that here from I'm using it as a muscle, that makes the rat mother goes, which is a good fellowship of the asked, but here we talk also that, we very often focus on our shortcomings, and if I would be smarter and naturally better leaders and more patient and everything else, everything would be smooth. Instead of looking all the way around, thanking Hashem, Hashem has given me so many privileges, let me just take advantage of what he gave me, and that would give me a good feeling about myself, and it'll give me the prayer to take advantage of what I have instead of comparing myself to somebody else and saying, I wish that I would have more. And we do that as an avenue. We use what we have to our utmost, and we get Siyat HaShemayim. That's the way the Siyat HaShemayim works. Hashem says, you're taking advantage of what I gave you, I'll give you more. But you just result in what you received, and just say, I would. How about you get more or something else? Yeah. It says that he's so good. The person works with his avoda to the maximum he can, according to his teva, then Hashem gives him a siyat HaShemayim l'mal v'nateh. Now, you have to understand what he's saying. He's saying, we're not required to jump l'mal v'nateh. Hashem doesn't want us to do things that are out of our ability to do. But yes, to do the maximum within. No, come on. If I do the maximum, then I get this Siyat HaShemayim to do more. Not to jump to think that I'm right, it's not my function. And if the bench is here, and stuff like this. Ebola, I heard one thing from the Balatani that he said over. That this point. How does the person know that he went over the maximum? He wants to push himself to the maximum. He says, if you feel like overburdened from it, press or whatever you want to call it, from the level of a laser shiny trying to sustain, that's a sign that he took too much. It must be, and if not, he could be taking on a level you really have to work on. If you feel good with it, then And look at that, it's a savior. Once you feel overwhelmed by it, that's a sign that you did too much. Yeah. So, you see, it just in like every field, you know, in the business world, or a person that wants to be an athlete, it's tremendous that man's the best person has, they feel good with it. They don't feel depressed. The guy's just swimming 8 days, 8 hours a day because he wants to be an Olympic swimming thing. That's like the best thing you do in his life. Oof, I don't know how you do that. Yeah. We have somebody in the shul that used to do that. And that's what we told him. Now you've learned 8 hours a day. Well, so those one of that's the thing. The Gemara, it brings a Gemara and drop it. The Prophet told Abai that why the original people from the previous generation, they had all these nisim, and we don't have these nisim. Said that they were wasted nefeshot to Kedushas Hashem, and we're not. To see us in nefesh doesn't mean giving yourself, losing yourself. You can speak to yourself and doing the maximum that you can with your koyos. And the middle, if you do the maximum with your koyos, then Hashem gives you more than that. That's the amount that the... We have nothing to think of the friend of the standard rabbi who tells people this, Shasi Adash Mahdi Malam and Tele. Because that's the world he was living in. As a natural world, Malam and Tele pushed himself more than the Kodesh. But it was always with that sweetness and the Mele Shasi Adash Mahdi Malam. So, that's what we're saying. The person should recognize his Kodesh. Like we say, not push himself over his Kodesh. And we have that indicator to know if you did too much. But within what we can, and it's allowed to the maximum, not right away say, oh, I'm not as Yad Shemai. And people find them to give up. That's the beautiful thing of davening. You never have to give up. You just try it another time, another time, another time. No reason to give up, okay. We start again. Eventually, that's not. Work in one brother, instead of trying to take out all the money in one shot. Take it in one rope. One rope for a month. Or a year. Even to one rope a year, in 19 years, you got to go to my husband. Imagine if it was done like 19 years ago. One rope a year. This year, I'm going to go. So we should have a wonderful week ahead of us.
Because it's not jobs, it's job seeker skills.
Ah.
It's a job seeker. It's a skill to get a job. It's a job seeker.
People come to me, tell you, they get contacts, they call me stuff, they've all their job.
This is your thing?
Yeah.
Huh? This is your thing?
Yeah, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I know, I've been doing that for years.
Okay,
I'll send you home later.
Usually your husband and wife together.
I don't
know. We're fighting the whole world.